It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I heard a story the other day. It was a story about how to catch a monkey. Whether it was fact or fiction, I'm not sure. You see, I'm not a very experienced monkey catcher. But I'm sure that it had a good moral point to it. Therefore, I consider it worthy of passing on. Do you know how to catch a monkey? Well, it's a very simple matter, according to my source. Get yourself a real strong steel cage about 1 foot square. Now cut a hole in the cage just large enough for the monkey to slip his open hand through. Take that cage and a small block of sugar into the jungle. Secure the cage to the trunk of a tree. Take the small block of sugar and place it just inside the cage so that a monkey can reach in and grab it with his hand. What will happen, my source says, is that the monkey will reach into the cage and grab the block of sugar. Then, with his hand closed around the sugar, he will be unable to slide his hand back through the opening in the cage. My source said the monkey will not turn loose of the sugar, and as long as his hand is clenched around the sugar, he's trapped. You know, greed has captured many a person. But the odd twist is that hardly anyone considers himself greedy. Abe Lincoln used to tell a story about a Illinois farmer he knew who said, "I ain't greedy about land. I only want what joins mine." Well, greed can destroy our humanity as quickly as any other sin. And never forget, that's what greed is, sin. We may call it good business or future security, but simply changing the name doesn't correct the fault. One time, the meat packer Phil Armour gave each member of a certain department in his business a suit of clothes. They had the freedom to pick out their own choice and were told to send the bill to Mr. Armour. They were not limited to the amount they could spend, but were given the right by Mr. Armour to use their own judgment. Well, one young man took advantage of the situation and purchased himself a very expensive suit of clothes. When Mr. Armour received the bill, he called the young man in to make sure the bill was correct. He was told, indeed, that it was the correct price. Mr. Armour assured the young man that the bill would be paid. But before the young man returned to his job, Mr. Armour had a piece of wisdom to share with him. This is what he said. "I wish to say to you that I have packed a great many hogs in my time, but I've never dressed one before." One day, on a mountain beside the little Sea of Galilee, a Galilean carpenter gave a crowd some words of life. "Don't store up treasures here on earth where they can erode away or may be stolen. Store them in heaven where they will never lose their value and are safe from thieves." As we all know, greed cannot produce any type of treasures other than materialistic treasures. And materialistic treasures are non-existent in the life beyond this one. You know, I got to thinking about my friend's story on how to catch a monkey. I've come to a conclusion concerning it. Either there are a lot of monkeys around who look like people, or there are a lot of people around who act like monkeys.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.